Welcome to the series finale of The Mystery Adventures with Trevor and Lila.
We're so glad to have that. Today is part two of somebody's golden birthday. Now Max is still staying with his family. And all the podcast friends work day and night to get it just right. From breakfast to lunch to dinner to dessert to every single thing, even the treats when he goes to the bathroom in the water park. He's getting a water slide, so they all are really excited. They did, but they hope it's going to be good enough that Max will like it. And everything was hidden in the big backyard of land. So all of them turned off the lights and hid. They had some snacks just in case it took a while. Max opened the door and kind of rolled his suitcase in. And then he stopped. And then he said, "Where is everyone?" And then, surprise!
Surprise! And everyone jumped out from behind the couches and the walls and everywhere else and said, "Happy golden birthday, Max!" And Max was like, "Oh my gosh, this is such a surprise, even though I was a part of a lot of the things of getting ready for this birthday, but this is so fantastic."
Thank you for throwing a surprise. And thank you for letting us take care of this almost all by ourselves. We're so glad. The cake, oh, it looks so delicious. And lunch and dinner is the same thing. And breakfast is the doggy treat waffle, blueberry waffle treats, or pancake ones. This is the best birthday ever. "Wait till you step in the backyard," says the narwhal. "Come see. It's a water park. You set this up? Who digged these pools and built these water slides and chairs?" And then the narwhal, yes, and Trouble pointed to Pickles. "Pickles, that was great. And how did you fill it up with water?" "It rained, so we used that water, but we decided to add some hose water just to make it cleaner." And there was another cake out there and presents and they're like, "Okay, Max, first up is your treat." And they were like, and Max was like, "Do I have to do a trick?" And they were like, "Nope, it's your birthday." They tossed it to him. And Max caught it and gobbled it up. And then it was presents time. Max unwrapped everything. And there were treats. There were toys. There was a tent, blankets, pillows. And it was all so cool.
And Max just loved every single minute of it. He loved his treats. He loved his presents. But more than anything, he loved being around his friends. The friends that he's made over the course of the last several years. And he just looked at them all and he said, "You know what I'd want more than anything else? On my golden birthday, I'd love to go on a golden adventure before we cut into our first slice of this delicious looking cake."
But the narwhal said, "What place do you want to go, Max? It's your decision. You're the birthday boy." And then Max thought. He's been so many places. But he doesn't know where he wants to go. Wait. Hey, my panda friend and Dusko went to where bamboo grows because we didn't get to stay there that long. Actually, no. I want the desert. No, the ocean. The narwhal sat and thought for a minute. And then the narwhal thought, hey, I have some friends, and I have a friend named Moana and her chicken friend, Hey Hey, and her other, her friend, Pua. They're friends with Ariel, my other friend, which are friends with the other, other princesses. So, how about we go meet Moana at sea? And we go to Motunui.
And Max said, that sounds like an amazing adventure that we could go on. And an amazing mystery of how to get to Motunui.
And see all the friends. But first we need a pack. So they said, Max, what do you want to pack? And Max said, get a giant cooler, a locked treasure chest, a treasure chest that has a lock, and a cooler and a backpack. So they grabbed all the stuff in the suitcase. There were a swimsuit, some floaties, just in case. His blankets, pillows, Max had his neck pillow, low, and a few of his toys he got. Hot, and then it was, and with the chest he got, he wanted to put both cakes in there just in case they didn't come back and it was really late, so they cut the cake at Motunui. So they put both cakes into the chest very gently, and then they locked it. And they made sure it wouldn't swivel around. They got some golden cookies, some golden trail mix. The golden cookies went into the backpack and any other snacks in the backpack, except, and then they put drinks, water, fruit punch, a bunch of drinks and cold stuff in the cooler. They zipped up. They closed the cooler, they zipped the suitcase, they zipped the backpack, and they locked the treasure chest.
And from there, they were off. They ran until they swam, until they flew, until they swam, until they stepped 1 foot onto the island of Motunui.
And then the narwhal said, hey, sorry, I laughed, it's just hey, hey Pua, hey Moana, these are my friend, this is my friend Max, and our podcast friends we've met, yes, Trouble, and so many more. We came here today to celebrate Max's golden birthday.
And they all said, well, this is amazing because we're sitting under this golden sun on this wonderful island of Motunui. Welcome, all of you. Let's have a party.
Let's get some music on. And Max lied back and he said, ah, this is so nice.
And then he looked around and he said, okay, guys, while we're here, should we go hunt for what I have heard to be a mysterious boat that we could all sail around this wonderful island of Motunui and we could have a super fun time on.
They grabbed the suitcase, which wasn't like staying stuff because they were only there for the day. So they rolled their suitcase, they got on their backpack, little heavy, feet. They rolled the cooler, and they picked up the chest full of the cakes. Oh, why did we make the cakes so heavy? And it's not breaking. We are not letting the cakes get smushed. One cake can get smushed, but the other can't. But neither should.
And so from there, they started searching. One by one, they went through by different trees. And then they went past this flowing river off to the west side of the island.
And splash! There was a big splash. And what did Max do when he did that? He said, "Narwhal, take us down." He jumped on Narwhal's back, and they jumped into the ocean.
And they were just having a blast and having fun.
But they were close by the shore, too. So they could play in the sand, and then they came back, and they saw so many different cool creatures. Narwhal saw awesome dolphins, which were her friends of the narwhal, and so many more creatures. Crabs, he almost pinched them.
And then they saw one crab that had a golden shell on his back, and it was looking at them kind of, you know, interestingly. And they said, "Let's follow that crab." Because the crab was wandering towards a cave.
So they all jumped off the boat and started running. why do crabs scuttle so fast? And then they all quickly hid because they got packed. And they hid and watched the turtle. They saw a turtle, which they watched too, laying some eggs. But they still were chasing the crab.
And then the crab turned and looked at them, and with two of his big pinchers, he clapped twice. Clap, clap. And then he looked at them and he said, "Welcome to this cave." And as they wandered in, all of a sudden, they wandered through pom-poms of confetti and strobe lights on the ceiling and lights everywhere with different colors.
And there were so many gems, and the crab had already taken out both cakes, and he strangely found out the lock. He opened the cooler. He got all the snacks out. He was throwing a party.
And in that cave, they had the biggest, best cave party they've ever seen in their entire life.
And there were beautiful gems that sparkled in the light and were all rainbow colors. And it wasn't dark one bit. And they were like, "Thank you, Crab. What's your name?" "My name is Goldie Crab. I love throwing parties for people." And Pickles said, "Hey, I do too." Who so want to be friends? And they said, "Let's all be friends. We'll meet all the animals and creatures we can on this island, and we'll make friends with them. Just don't pinch us, please."
And he said, "Well, I can't make any promises. Sometimes a little pinch is necessary, but let's go meet them all." And so, after they were done partying it up, they started going one by one to every animal on the island.
They split up, and they were like, the narwhal took the sea creatures, Max took the four, or all the ones that have four legs, Higgs, Trouble took the troubly ones. Yes, went with Max for the four paw ones, and the rest just searched out. And then they all brought all their animal friends, and Milan was like, "Wow, this is so cool." And they brought all of them back to that cave and partied, and they cut the first slice of cake, which Max did. So he started lowering the not that sharp knife, and he started. And then he cut one piece, but he had to do it again in a triangle. So he did it again. And cut one piece for him, and then he cut pieces for the rest. And then, and when everybody had a slice of cake from both cakes, they were the same flavor, which was not chocolate, it was vanilla, because dogs can't have chocolate. So they all were like, this is so good. Narwhal, yes. It's trouble, what did you put in? Mostly the stuff that was in my birthday cake said trouble. And on the, I mixed in with the golden strawberry said yes, and there was a golden strawberry on the top too. And they said, after retrieving it from trouble, when he got into a little trouble, he said, and then they realized retrieving one and putting it on a special case made them grow all over, so you can find them any. Anywhere on Earth, especially Texas, where you live, Max.
And from there, they said, well, from now on, maybe we should be planting these and growing these and sharing the golden strawberry with everyone we see just because of how wonderful it is.
And especially the rainforest, because they also, well, especially grow in the rainforest because there's a stand for it in the rainforest. But only the biggest one of them all. So, what do you think that we party? Some more. And Max said, this party has been great. Right. But you know what we need? Drum roll, please. A picture. So they grabbed all of the friends from the podcast, the new ones, everyone, all the princess, all the Disney ones, everybody, the princesses, everybody. So they said, head cheese to Keats, and then they they remembered, oh, Max, here's an extra gift. There was another picture of us all before we made our new friends here that we made while we were making it. It's a little photo book that has the pictures of we making, pictures of building, pictures of everything we did setting it up, just in case you want to know. Well, not every single thing, but most of the stuff.
And the narwhal said, and I have one more special thing. Which is, while we were going on every episode and every adventure over the course of this podcast, I took pictures, and every single one of them is captured in this book. And Max looked at them, and he looked at the book, and he thought back to every moment and every single day that he was spending having fun with his friends, and he said, this is the best.
I hope next series I can still all be with you too.
And that was the series finale of The Mystery Adventures with Trevor and Lila.
Bye.